Continue.
How's it
Hello.
going? That was good. We timed it at the same time.
Hello.
Happy Saturday.
Always think of Bay. Happy Monday, happy Magic Monday with
Oh.
Bay. So when you say happy Saturday, I'm kind of like,
Oh.
happy Saturday.
We definitely need a theme
We need,
song.
yeah, we
Any
need an
musicians out there
entrance.
want to write us a
Right.
song? That would be great.
So, mon chéri,
Let's complain.
let's do it. I have so many things to complain about. It's redonkulous. I'm just pulling up the notes that you sent me.
Today's topic is complaint. What is complaint, Mia?
Right. Well, I think. When I think about complaints, I think about being dissatisfied. I think about something being unsatisfactory, not to my liking, and me expressing that. Writing it down in an email, complaining to somebody. That's how I do it. But yeah, it's me not being happy about something. Something is wrong and it's not going the way it should.
I like you definitely have to point your finger too. What's the intention of a complaint?
Well, I think it can be if it's a sort of a functional, practical kind of thing, like my laptop is broken, then it is for me to get help and assistance. So,
Resolution.
I'll write to the people and say, this has happened. I recently wrote an email of complaint to my local leisure centre because something was not as it should be. Why are you
Do you have a
laughing at
copy of
me?
it? Because first of all, leisure center. What do you do at a leisure center?
We do leisurely things. It's a
Like,
sports center, but I call them leisure center. Oh my God,
oh
that's
my God,
probably a
I
very
love it.
old-fashioned name. Leisure center. It's called Leisure. I won't say the name of the company, but Leisure is in there. Is in their name. It's a leisure center. You go there to do leisure activities, like I can't believe I'm explaining this.
So good. Sorry, I have a cold and I
like
have to blow my nose, but
do
I'm
it.
listening.
Okay, yes, you go to a leisure center to do to go to the spa, to have a swim, to go to the gym, to take a class, to do yoga, to maybe have a coffee.
Okay. In
That's the leisure
America, the
centre.
word is leisure.
Yes, I appreciate your
We want to make sure everybody
pronunciation.
knows what we're talking about. If Art is
Yes.
listening to this podcast, he's going to be like, what in God's name is leisure? Leisure. In America, we have it called leisure. And leisure is something that is like relaxing, something that you just want to like hang out. And it's not like swimming in a pool unless you're doing it leisurely.
Well, you've seen me swim. I
It's
mean,
so true.
I'm like a little little turtle.
Oh, it's
Really
cute.
slow. But yes,
Do you have a copy?
I wrote an email of complaint
Do you
to
have the
them.
email?
Obviously, yes.
Would you be
Why
willing to read it?
would I need to read it? Oh God,
For
she
an
said as she.
example,
Oh my
and
God,
because you have
Alison.
such a beautiful command of the English language,
You're an
like
animal.
when you complain, it's fun to listen to because of the breadth and
No,
depth.
I'm not reading this out. I'll give
Why?
you the gist of
Do
it.
it.
No.
Is it really long?
No, it's four lines.
Oh my God, you have to read it. Let me read it.
I hate you. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, my God.
Do it. Do it.
Look at
Do it.
this, the reluctance. Okay, so I'm writing to complain and request a refund for the spa session, the health spa session that I booked on this particular date. The sauna was turned on by a member of staff as I walked into the spa area. at my allotted time to use the thing. And therefore, it wasn't ready at the time I had booked. The steam room also happens to be out of order, as I'm sure you're aware, although it was the sauna that I'd wanted to use. Therefore, I had to return home, wasting precious resources of time, my time, and petrol. I therefore request a refund for this session. Happy now?
It's so polite and so respectful. It's like, as far as complaints
Sorry,
go,
it's making me cringe.
it's good. It's such a good example. Well done.
I
It's
hate
like,
you, Ellie.
no, don't. It's good. We needed an example anyways, and
Okay.
I'll find one
But
for you.
for me, there's that type of request or that type of complaint, which is, the thing didn't work that's meant to work. Can you please resolve this and make the thing work
Yes.
or compensate me for the fact that it doesn't work or didn't work? And then there's the other kind of complaining that I do where I make you, like I'm complaining now, I'm kind of whining because you made me read the thing out. I felt like I'd be an ass if I did and an ass if I didn't. So it was kind of lose-lose. But there's that other type of complaining where I complain because my neighbor parks their car, in the wrong place and it annoys me.
Okay. So
Or
there's
yeah.
different intentions. It's wrong. Something's still wrong here.
Yeah.
One is to write a formal letter, email, I seek a refund. The other is my
Yeah.
stupid neighbor is so inconsiderate and puts his car right in front of my
Yeah.
drive.
Yeah. So one is resolution based, and it's got a few purposes. It allows me to vent my annoyance. So when I
Yes.
complain, I get to moan and whine and bitch and complain about, whatever, what the neighbor did or the person at work or whatever, So I get to vent. And I also think I get to give myself the moral high ground. I would never park my car there. I would never show up late for that meeting. I would never say that thing. So I get to take the moral high ground. I get to push them down and elevate myself.
Nice. That's awesome.
Thanks. I'm really good at it. I'm so glad you approve.
Get to take the moral high ground. It's so good. Yeah, you get to
More?
be the
Do
victim. Part of it is moral high ground, and part
you
of it is
want?
like, well, for me, not for you. Sorry, I will speak for myself. When I
Yeah,
complain,
please do.
let's talk about me. Let me interject.
Do.
It means I get to be the victim.
Tell me about that
So,
then.
as I was thinking about examples, one is was trying to distinguish between, and we don't have to do it right now, but like complaint versus meddling. So, and we're not going there, but the complaint was from my mother, and she's really good at it,
Which
complaining.
one? Complaining.
Yes. Well, yeah, we've got to distinguish between complaining and meddling because sometimes I think that they like get married and have babies. And I was talking to my husband after I came home and I was like, that, you know what? She did it again. She said a really shitty thing. And so I was complaining. And then I get to be the victim because she's so mean.
Yes.
But how does that serve me for her to be mean and for me to be the victim?
Well, I'm wondering if it ties into the moral high ground because you would never be mean.
I would never say such a thing.
No. So you get to be different above her.
Which makes me feel better about myself and pushes her
Yes.
down. So basically, aha, so here it is. Her shitty comment hurt my feelings. And instead of feeling hurt, I can just go bloop, put her in her place by stepping above her. And complaining about her to my husband.
Yeah. There's also, I'm just checking back in and looking at the questions that you posed. You've probably written them out. I haven't today. So what does complaint do for us? What does it get us out of? So here you're saying it gets you out of experiencing your feelings rather
Yes.
than expressing how, or are you not expressing how hurt you feel in your venting though? When you're venting to your husband, and you're not saying, made me feel like this, how dare she? She always makes me feel like this.
No, I didn't. In fact, in the moment when she started the complaining, I was with her for a little over an hour. She started to make a comment, and I said, "You know what? I'm wondering if I can time you out really quick, because I want you to know that that comment is actually really hurtful to me. I know that's not your intention. I don't think you're saying it to hurt me, but let me just share why. You know, it seems like you don't believe me, or you think I'm lying, or I'm blowing something out of proportion, like I'm being histrionic in some way. So it's invalidating and minimizing. And that's not a great experience for me. So I did state it so that she could understand, like I kind of wanted her to stop. She continued on and kept complaining. So I think what it got me out of is like, you know what? I'm not interested in this conversation. Like really holding my ground and like having that boundary of like, I'm just not going to have this conversation with her. Instead of shutting it down or changing the subject, like I just kind of rolled my eyes and was like, fine, just let her. Sometimes it's just easier to let her say all the terrible things she's going to say and try not to get my feelings hurt, not take it personally, all of that. So it gets me out of defending a boundary. I'm going to write that down for the notes. And it gets me out of further conflict. I don't have to address it with her. I can just come home and complain to my
Sorry,
husband.
did you say you did say something to your mother at the time? You did, yeah.
I did.
But she stepped over that. Nothing
Whoop.
happened with that, yeah.
Yeah.
And you didn't do any more with it and
Yeah.
chose to go home
And
and
complain about it.
let and complain about it.
And my
Yeah.
husband agreed with everything I said. We've been
Good
married
man.
25 years. He knows the game.
Yeah, agree. Yeah. So, okay. So what I'm kind of looking at is, and I don't know how to connect this properly, so I'll just say some stuff and then you can pick through it. But you felt minimized and invalidated by your mum's comments. And I'm sort of looking at you spot it, you got it.
Yes.
So when your mum is, you said she was mean. Okay, so let's just take that. And I do that too. I look at people and I'm like, oh my God, they're so mean. I would never be mean. And of course, I can be mean.
Of
I am
course.
mean. And when we look at through that lens of if I spot something in someone else, I might, not always, but I there's a chance and a strong likelihood that I have that behavior as well. And it's something I can't be with it in them because I can't be with it in myself. And I'm connecting that back to the minimizing
Yeah.
that you can't be with it with your mother.
Yes.
You felt minimized, and somehow, and I can't connect the loop, but somehow you're also minimizing yourself because you can't be with your own meanness. I can't connect the loop properly,
Well,
though.
the way we play the I spotted, I got it game, the first step is to notice when you're complaining about somebody. So that's how we tie it back in. How do we know that we're complaining? How do we know that what does it get me out of? It gets me out of having to face that part of myself that I not only can't be with, but most likely deny. I actually think I deny it in myself. Now, intellectually, you and I can talk about how I invalidate and how I minimize. I can understand it in my head, but to really accept it that I am invalidating and that I do minimize people, including myself, like to emotionally like fully accept it is it's almost a bridge too far. Like, so instead I'll complain about it.
Yeah. And it's a way, I've written down, it's a way of distancing yourself from that behavior because she does it over there. I don't do it over here. She has made me feel, you said, invalidated and minimized. I don't do that. But actually, you are potentially capable and do
Absolutely.
that to
Yes.
yourself.
Yes. And others.
Yes,
I mean, I'm
obviously.
human.
Yeah.
I
Yes.
mean, and I believe that I'm capable of everything that humans are capable of, including cruelty, torture, murder, rape, right? It's easy for me to sit back. I'm just going to go on a tangent and see if we need to bring it back. But I was listening to a
Sure.
podcast. The guy was talking about the Nuremberg trials and the psychologist that came from those Nuremberg trials and said, I really want to understand if the Nazis that said that they were just following orders are truly evil. Like, aren't we all capable of this? Are we or aren't we? And his original hypothesis was he was going to put these people, it's like the Milligan or Milliken experiment. Anyways, he takes people. And put somebody in a lab coat and tells the person you have to like zap what
Electric shock.
electrocute
Yeah. Yes.
person if they get an answer wrong, right? So
Yes.
there's one person that's not a part of what's going on and everybody else is actor. And he thought like I can't remember, it was a very small percentage, like maybe I can't remember if it was 5% or 0.05% of the people would actually continue electrocuting the person every time they got an answer wrong. And it turned out 65 percent of the people continued to electrocute the person even after that person went silent. So like that person may have had a heart attack, that person may have had a like there's no sound coming anymore and they continued. 65%. That tells me that we are all, including me, we are all capable of all that is human. And maybe it's more than 65. I may have made the whole thing up, but the experiment was real.
No,
Numbers, look them up.
I read, heard that in an audiobook
Yeah, it's like pretty
as well.
famous.
Yeah.
It just points to it's really easy for me to dismiss. I would never be so insensitive to somebody like my mother is. She's such a you know what.
Yeah.
Untrue.
Yeah. So where does that kind of like take us or leave us with
Well, it gets me out of
complaining?
it. What complaining does is it. The word I use, which I don't love, is like it helps me just discharge. Like, I don't have to look at myself. I don't have to face this part of me that I criticize in others because I can't or I want to deny it in myself. And I can just
It's
like,
out
oh,
there, it's over there, it's nothing
toss
to
it.
do with me.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
just taking this thing that I don't want to look at, and I'm like, sweeping it under the rug.
Yeah. Yeah, so it kind of gets us to, it protects us. Complaining protects us from looking at those aspects of you know, behavior or our humanity that we don't want to look at. Complaints also seem to be indicative of sort of unmet needs
Yes.
and hidden desires, I would say as well. So if we take a child, even an adult child, you just said you felt minimized and invalidated. I've had the same experience with my mother, and doubtless, unfortunately, have passed that experience on. And or, you know, I've given my children, my sons, that same experience, I'm sure. You know, just chances are, even though I can't think of any. But oh, help me get back on track.
Okay, you're talking about unmet desires. Do you have an
So you
example?
want to, yes. So you, well, I'm thinking you, what you want is validation from your mother. What the to, whatever you were talking about,
Yeah.
you wanted her to
Yes.
validate your choices that you had made. You wanted her to, rather than minimize you, but to applaud you and.
I think I just wanted to be understood and heard. That
Okay.
is deeply what I want with her always. And she just keeps,
And what does
I'm going to
being
complain.
understood by her provide for
I don't
you? Like,
feel
why
seen.
be?
I just don't feel seen. And then like then there's this like there's a wall. I can't seem to like get her to stop being so critical and putting herself into my experience. Like I just want her to let her like could she just stop for a second, look me in the eyes and say, "Wow, how are you doing? How is all this going for you?" Because I feel like we would connect then. It prevents us from truly connecting with each other.
Yeah, so when you say you want to be seen by your mum, I interpret that and as validation. You want your mum
Great.
to validate your existence. And then the next step is why all of that? Because you want to be close to her, you want to be connected. It's the invisible umbilical cord or something, but
Like, I want her heart to open to me. And it just isn't.
No, and it's
For all the
interesting.
reasons that she is her. You know, it's not that she's not open to me because of me. It's because she's lived a life in which I imagine it's not safe for her to open her heart. And so she's opened it as much as she can. She's not capable of opening it more. And the unmet desire is I want her to really let me into her heart, and she can't. My experience is that she's unable to do that.
Yeah, and the, again, I had written down distancing oneself from the behavior actually takes you even further away from your mom, even further away from
You bet
connection
it
or
does.
whoever the person is, but it distances you
I
from
shut
that
down.
connection.
In the moment, I said to her, "This is really hurtful." She furrowed her brow and was like, "No, it's not." Then she continued on. And then, I physically got, because my heart shut, I could feel my energy just be like, "Uh-uh. Oh, no, I'm not doing this." And then at one point, I literally got up from the table and walked into the kitchen. Like, I literally physically had to put distance. And then I turned around and I said, "What does it matter, the answer to that question?" Which is a little rigorous. It's a little direct. The intensity was rising because not only was I not feeling seen, but she continued to double down on this assumption that she was making that I already said, like, I don't want to have this conversation with you. That assumption is super hurtful when I hear it. And she's like, "Yeah, but assumption." And I was like, "Oh my God, nope." So it is, it's physical. I physically and emotionally distanced myself and
Distance
energetically.
yourself. And I'm wondering if your mum received your comments as complaints and then she got further away as well. I'm not doing it right. I'm hurting Ali. And so she.
So let me explain. Right?
Yes.
How often does somebody, this is a really good point, that when somebody, when you have a complaint, like you have something that you want, like let's go back to the example with the leisure center. If you'd gone into the front desk and to the supervisor and said, "Here's what happened. The spa was this way, the steam room was this way. I've now invested time and energy into this and it didn't go." And if that person said, "Well, here's what happened. You know, we've had trouble hiring people. My other person didn't show up. The people who were supposed to fix the steam room did," like they're explaining why. And do
That
you
did
care?
happen. I
Oh
did
my
go to the
God.
front desk.
And do you care?
No.
Of course you don't. What
No.
we want is for somebody to look us in the eye and say, "I'm so sorry that this isn't going the way that it should be going. Let me see what we can do about it."
Yeah,
I
that
mean,
didn't happen.
no, but that's what we want. So when I say to my mother, "Hey, that's super hurtful. I wish you would not say that to my face." And she's like, "Yeah, but here's why." I don't like, okay, done. So she's already in defense. I'm in defense and we are slowly drifting
Yes,
apart.
moving further apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is also to that point of moving further apart, there is also a way in which complaining can bring us together with people.
Yes.
So when we complain together about a third
About
party
my mother.
or whoever, someone at work or, a mutual
Yes.
friend or whatever it is. But when we complain, you, me, anyone, when we complain together, we
Yeah.
get together, for a pint after work and we complain about, the boss or the new trainee or whatever it is. We're a group over here. We're joined, we're intimate, we're part of the gang, and that person is outside and they become the target or the focus
Yeah.
of our complaining. And it's a bonding exercise,
Yep. It's every mean girl movie, right? It's every mean
And it's
girl
so
experience.
interesting how it can bring people together and it can also push people apart.
Yeah, that is interesting. I don't know. My mind just like went to like all the wars, like the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yes.
Right? Like, why? Why does complaining, like, why is it so indulgent? And why do I love to call you and be like, listen to what my mom just did? And you're like, ooh, do tell. Like, why is it so like seductive?
Because it's back to that thing. I feel better. I elevate myself above your
Yeah.
mother. I feel better about myself when you tell me how bad she is.
For sure.
So it's a way of me feeling better than the trainee or better than the manager or better than your mother. Because in that moment, we're not examining my poor behavior. We're not examining, I'm saying poor behavior, but we're
Yeah,
not
yeah.
looking at my humanity. We're not
Right.
looking at where I failed and
Right.
where I effed up and got it wrong. We're looking over there. And I like that because I don't want to look at the things that I'm doing wrong.
That's why we're such good friends.
That card I sent you, let's get together and complain about people.
Good. Yeah, that's right. It that's why it's so indulgent.
Yeah, I get to feel better about myself.
Yeah. Except that it's false. Because I don't actually feel better when I push other people down.
Yeah, I think it has in the moment, it feels great, but there's a nasty aftertaste.
Yeah.
It's like when you've had
The
too much
hangover.
wine and you
Yeah.
start to taste the
Yes.
tannin, starts to coat your mouth, and you're like, oh, yeah, one glass was good, two glasses, it's too much. Yeah, that
Yeah.
feeling when it's like, stripped
Yeah.
your mouth, it does that. And I'm left with a feeling of unease because I'm like, shit, if we can bitch and moan and whine about that person,
They're doing it too.
then they could be doing it. You could be doing it with someone else about me.
Right,
I
right.
feel unstable. I think, well, you will probably think I could be doing it about you with somebody else. Like, what makes it that it's just going to be you and I doing it?
Well,
When
because
you're
we've
at work.
agreed.
Well, yeah, obviously we've got a contract, got a written contract, legally binding. But if you're complaining about someone at work, it feels good in the moment, perhaps, but actually it's really sticky and feels quite ugh afterwards. Because what if that story gets back to the other person and then I'm back
Oy.
to my perception of self and like not wanting people to think badly of me. Because
Yes.
I can't bear to think badly of myself. I'm constantly looking for ways, I suppose, to counter my negative self-chatter. So I have negative
Yeah.
self-chatter running in my head, which is my own intrapersonal complaint
Yep.
system, where I am complaining about myself. Oh, Mia. Oh, Mia,
Come on.
do this, do
Come on,
that. You
Mimi.
didn't do that. Yeah, come on, you didn't do the thing. Ugh. So that's my internal complaint system, and it's intolerable. So I find ways to get away from that and to elevate myself somehow. So if I can look down my nose at somebody else's behavior, I get a little moment of feeling better about myself, which
Good
is
relief.
disgusting. Now I'm saying it all out loud.
Well, that's awfully critical.
Oh yeah, I'm complaining about myself, but you know, it is.
Well,
Sort
it's
of, it feels
relief.
quite, but it also feels revolting.
That's even a stronger word.
Yeah.
So you're left with, like you said, there's this bad taste in your mouth energetically. You don't actually feel better. It's a false sense of contentment. But
It's
it's
me elbowing my way to the top of the pile, you know, with
yes.
spiky, unpleasant elbows, rather than just moving wherever I want to go,
Yeah.
regardless of others, kind of thing. It's comparison as well. It ties into the conversation we've had previously about comparison
Yeah.
and comparing myself to others, finding them coming up short,
Right. I'm
complaining
better.
about their shortcomings, making myself feel better.
Okay. So I think we're now ready
To
to talk
cure
about
ourselves.
what's the cure? What do we do about it?
There's nothing written here that tells me the answer to that.
Okay, well, I have something. I have a practice that I actually started last year, and it was every time I caught myself complaining, which is hard because a lot of times it just whee, I try to fashion it into a request. If the essential, like the foundation of a complaint, like underneath it, is like a desire or a need. Like, I really want to be close to my mom, for example. Can I make a request? Instead of saying, hey, that hurt me, I could say, hey, I really want to be close to you. And when this assumption is tossed at me, I feel farther from you. My desire is that we get closer. Uh-oh, you don't
Yeah.
like it. You looked away.
But
What happened?
I'm just wondering, like, that sounds really like,
Smart, responsible, brilliant.
well, all of those things. But, you know, my desire is to be closer to you. Sort of, you know, one request would be, you know, could you not say things like that? But it
Yeah.
seems to me that the request is more, hang on, I had it and it slipped away. But it's more something like, I really just want you to listen to me. And kind of like,
Yes,
you
the
know, and I
request
know
is, yeah.
I'm doing it in a silly voice, but it's, you
Yep.
know, like sometimes I'll say to you, I'm going to tell you something and I need you to tell me I'm right. You
Yes.
know, and you'll go, okay. And you'll listen. And then you'll go, you're right. You know,
Yes.
but me requesting, like in that instance, I need validation. I need support. You know, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I really just need you to tell me that that was a good move. What I did was okay.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if there's a way of making it into a request for your mom that would actually land with your mother, as opposed to,
Give her something
you
to
know,
do.
I want deep connection with you. Like
She's
she
like,
might be like, what are you talking about?
that sounds weird.
I
I
don't know. I'm
love it.
making a
So the
judgment.
no, I think you're right because I think when I say that to her, she doesn't. Well, I don't say that to her, first of all. My assumption would be that she would think that that's like a weird thing to say. And what I'm actually asking for is for her to listen without finding fault with what I'm saying. So like, can you just listen to me right now?
Yeah.
That would be a beautiful request. And yeah, you're gonna
Well, I
say
was going
something.
to say, and you can even sort of put it in a context. You can like put it in a little basket and say, I'm really stressed about this,
Yeah.
because I know the particular situation we're talking about. We don't need to go into the details, but you know, I really don't know if I have done the right thing here or not. I bloody well hope I have.
Yeah.
Either way, I've done it. Can you just listen to me and try and pick
Tell
out
me
the
I did it
bits that
right.
tell me I did it right?
Yeah.
Tell me I didn't do any harm by
Yeah.
doing this thing. And then your mom kind of knows whether she chooses to do it or not, but you're making a request about the lens you want her to listen
Yes.
through. You're telling
Yes.
her what you want from her in the conversation
Yes.
without having to say, this is the lens I want you to listen through. Da, 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 da. But
Just
you know,
tell
you
her.
just, yeah, just
Make it
owning it,
simple.
like, shit, I just need to let off steam about this. Can I just let, can I just vent to you?
I love that. That and I think it's really helpful when we give somebody something simple to do. Which it's funny because again, I've learned a ton from my kids. And one of my kids is really good at looking at me and saying, I'm going to tell you something. I just want you to hear me. And I love it because it's like, okay, I can do that. Tell me, you know, when people tell me what they want me to do or how they want me to be with them, it's a gift. Because I'm happy to meet them where they're at. If I can't do it, or if I have something that I want to say, then I can. You know, then we navigate that together. It's like a partnership. It's a dance.
So when we go back to what you actually said in this instance, thank you for using this example, by the
Yeah,
way,
you're
about your
welcome.
mum.
Sorry, I'm wiping my nose.
That's okay. So when we go back to what you actually said yesterday in the conversation, which was that when you say that, that really hurts me.
She didn't have anything else to do.
No, she's just received a complaint.
Yes.
And she's going to want
And
to
she was
distance
all,
herself from you because you've complained about her and
yes.
she needs to defend herself. She's going to want to defend her decision to say whatever it was she was saying. So she's going to come back with explanation.
Yes.
And there's no, well, did you say to her, I want you to stop? What did you say? When you say that, I don't, I feel hurt.
I did. I said the comment that you just made makes it seem like you don't believe me. So instead, what I could have said is, I just want you to believe me right now. I want you to trust that what I'm saying to you is the truth. You cannot believe me after I leave, but right now in this moment, I need you to believe me. Yeah.
So it's a great exercise
Yes,
really in
it
looking
is.
at how to be clear, because you I was going to say you thought you did a good job in that conversation with your mom because you were,
I
and you
did.
did, because you were practicing.
Yes.
Yeah, you were practicing,
Yes.
and now when you look at it again, you're like,
I could
oh,
have gone,
could have done it
I could have made it
differently.
even more clear.
Yes.
What do I
Yeah.
want? I want you to believe me. I want you to just listen.
Yeah, and that's your the hidden need, the hidden
Yes.
desire.
Yes.
The need to be heard and believed was not met
Right.
in that conversation. The
Right.
desire to be heard and understood was not met. So there
Correct.
was an unmet need that wasn't expressed by you in that conversation with your mother, which had you take it home and complain your head off.
Well, that's a little much. I didn't complain my head right off. I'm just kidding. Yes. Yes, and. And then my husband just like absorbed all of that in with his masculine energy, he just absorbed it.
And then he went
He
out
was
into the
like,
garden and went,
right.
and chop some wood violently.
This woman.
So what is the takeaway? I'm kind of
Good. I'm writing takeaway on my notes. What are our
great.
takeaways?
What are the takeaways?
Okay, what's my
I mean,
takeaway? Okay. Oh, sorry.
we hang on. I've just sorry. I've just realized we sort of you said, well, a practice I have is to turn it into a request.
Like a verb.
Yeah, I'm
I'm even making it
wondering.
smaller.
Yeah, is there anything that more that we want to say about that before we move on? You know, the practice or a practice is to the first thing you said was you try and catch yourself.
Yeah.
I like the idea of, you know, having a rubber band or a bracelet and like moving it from one hand to the other when you catch yourself complaining.
Ooh. Yeah. So the practice that I have been in is that when I notice that I'm complaining, to try to figure out what is the unmet need underneath. Like, I don't make it wrong that I'm complaining. Otherwise, then I just get critical of myself. So it's like, okay, I'm complaining right now. What do I actually want? And when you were like, what did you want from your mom? It's like, I just want her to hear me. Listen, don't criticize. Just listen. I don't want your idea. I don't want your assumption. I don't want to make other people wrong for how this went. I just want you to listen and believe me. And then what I wrote down is then the request becomes an action, like a verb. I want you to listen. I want you to give me a hug. I want you to empty your wallet, whatever.
Whatever the thing is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that takes practice.
Yes.
Yeah,
Because I
that
haven't
takes
gone
it.
that, I haven't made that step yet. My requests
No.
have been very foofy. Is that a word?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I
foofy.
just want to connect. And people are like,
What do you
what does that mean?
mean?
What the hell is
Yeah,
that?
what does
Yeah.
it mean? Yeah,
What
what does
even
it
is
mean?
that?
Yeah,
Yep.
so getting really specific, you know, you're complaining about the thing, complaining about the fact that there's, you know, I don't know, socks all over the floor, people haven't washed up, you know,
Yeah.
it, you know, I want a clean house. It makes me feel good or whatever. So being really specific. Okay, so takeaways. My takeaway is that actually this is more, this is messier and more complicated to talk about than I thought. Yeah, that's my takeaway, and I'm thinking about the fact that I'm planning
A webinar.
a webinar around this, and I'm like,
Oof.
this is messy. This is Yeah, so I'm left with that. I'm kind of like, gosh, this is actually, there's a quite a lot of twists and turns, and I need to be clearer in order to be able to hold conversation about complaint. There's more for me to learn. I will leave it there. Your takeaway.
My takeaway is that we came up with four. I was surprised we came up with four. I had two reasons for complaining. So we doubled my expectations.
What did you get then?
The first reason is to resolution.
Yep.
It's the leisure center example. The second is to discharge or vent and take the moral high ground. The third is to hold on, let me see if I can. It's something about an unmet desire, to communicate an unmet desire. And the fourth is to bond.
Yeah, I had discharge and take moral high ground separated. So I had that discharging and venting as being one reason that I would do it. And then another thing that I get from that, from complaining, is that I get to elevate myself and take the moral high ground.
So we
Yeah.
identified five.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well done.
You had also said, I get to be the victim. So that's one, two, three, that's six. Is that right?
You can count properly. Well done. Yes,
Yeah.
that's six.
Cool.
All right.
Nice. Nice job.
All right, well, you and I have done a terrific job today.
I think we
High
have.
five, high five. Boink. That's 10, 15. You have a great rest of your day, lady.
And you.
Later, tater.
See you later.